Joseph, we will start off by memorializing Mr. Henry Baldwin, who we finished up with in July of 1970 with Dr. Thomas Lanier Hoyt. And we, Reverend Thomas Hoyt, had the privilege of eulogizing Mr. Henry Baldwin, and we will offer the obituary of Mr. Henry Baldwin, who is was a founder, one of the founding and very instrumental leaders here at St. Joseph. He was born in 1891 and died in 1970. And Mr. Henry Baldwin is so significant in the life of St. Joseph because at his death, he left his entire estate to St. Joseph. And we've continued the benefit of having that gift to continue to nurture the life of St. Joseph at present. But I'm going to pause.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask, what are some of the things that financial gift meant for the church?
That financial gift was everything to the church. We were in the estate from Mr. Henry Baldwin. We were able to acquire property, actual land that surrounds our church right now. We have from the funds of the estate from Mr. Henry Baldwin, we were able to add our educational building to our current church. And I'll share a little bit later that actual full presentation. We were able to acquire additional property on Broad Street in Carrboro, which was the extension of property that Mr. Baldwin owned. And we later, in partnership with the town of Carrboro, were able to get the park in Carrboro on Broad Street named for H.W. Baldwin, and that was Henry W. Baldwin. And the actual estate that he left, I'll have to search our financial history in reference to, again, associating a dollar amount with the question that you just asked. How did that estate benefit our church? All the things that I'm mentioning were tangible, but they amounted to a substantial dollar amount.
Mm-hmm. And do a lot of people, a lot of current members or in the past, include St. Joseph in their estate planning and in their will?
They have not.
So this was an unusual...
This was an unusual gift. And it's so interesting because I know how important our ministers are to the life of our congregation. And to be, it was through the leadership of our ending Bishop Hoyt that Mr. Baldwin left his estate to the church. Mm-hmm. That, you know, close interaction, being a part, you know, of the life. And that was the only one that I know about, and haven't, don't know about others that had been, that had left a substantial gift, you know, to our church. Mm-hmm.